जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम पर की महाप्रभु की give instruction 5,000 years ago. So he spoke about it. Sarva dharma parityajya maunikam sarvajya aham tvam sarva parityajya bhakshishami ma sucha. One on all varieties of religion and surrender to me. I will protect you from all sinful religions. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Don't hesitate. Do it now. 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 Not more. Kill it. Then, after giving instruction, surrender, surrender. So when he left, he was thinking, I told them to surrender, but I didn't tell them what they should do. After surrender, what they should be doing. So thinking like that, he was feeling, oh, I didn't complete my job. Let me go back and show them how to act. It's a surrender soul. So 500 years ago he came. And he said, he was talking to his associates. Let us go to the material world. And he's talking to his boyfriend, his girlfriend, his mother, father, senior, junior, equals, all of them. So let us go, all of us. Let us go to the material world. They in the material world have made the whole world do what? Dance. Want to make the world dance. They are suffering. Suffering making their face very tight. Tell you guys, it will stay always very tight. Verse Chantama Paramayam. Chantama Paramayam. Paramayam. Immiserable, properly. Proper translator, what? Immiserable anxiety. Immiserable. Most people stay very tight, always. Tell you guys, it will stay not sweet. So let me go and make their faces sweet. I made them to dance in ecstasy. So he came. And he did. He came. And he caused the world to dance in ecstasy. So his process is very simple. His method is simple. He made the world dance. The Supreme Lord and his confidential devotees, they always come to this material, these guys, In the Vedas, if you want to look for God, go to the forest and perform austerity. Sit on top of ice. On top of ice, that is your bed until I'm going to give up the body. Preparing to go. People will go and sit on top of ice for the rest of their life. The preparation to go. I was a sister. And perform austerity of not eating, but taking vow of silence. So many of these things, the regulations are there. No eating. No comfortable life. Only austerity. Denying the body of all the pleasures. That is a process of civilization. Of going back to body. Chita Mahaprabhu came and changed the situation. The forest cannot do it. Because those who go to the forest, they have no fear. Today we go to the forest. I said it. Fear. It's fear. And in Kali Yuga, because of the mode of ignorance, we are very, very attached to even nothing. Little or not. Very attached to nothing. Nothing. We are very, very attached. The level of attachment to Maya, illusion, is stronger in Kali Yuga. Because that means the mode of ignorance is thicker. So that means that even if you go to the forest, you're not going to stay there. You're not staying there. The strong attachment we have, illusion, will uproot us from where we are sitting and throw it back to the city. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very, very among Mahabhadhyanaya. Bhadhyanaya. Mahabhadhyanaya. Extremely compassionate, extremely merciful, extremely kind. He saw our condition. These people, they cannot go to the forest. They cannot meditate. Anxiety, the frustration torment them both day and night. How would they think about that? Which God are they going to think about? Which God? They can't do the austerity. Our body is already very weak. The body not fully. what is the strength of our mind? Very weak. Very, very weak. The strength of our body. Very weak. Full of diseases. Kali Yuga is so terrible that medicine does not work in Kali Yuga. The medicine will also increase the problem. That is how wonderful Kali Yuga is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this situation. These people, they have no chance. They have no chance. I sincerely remember what he said. This and I'm sure he explains our nature, Shri Goswami. The duration of our life is very short. Apa Ayush, very short life. Sumanda, Sumanda, Bhagya, Mantayo, Bhagya, Upas, Upadruta, Upadruta. Our anxieties are too much. Very unfortunate people. What is our misfortune? Prabhupada mentioned in the Purport that even those who want to go for God, they will fall into the hands of cheaters who will cheat them, bluff them, and destroy their life. We are unlucky. It's fortunate. We are unfortunate. In so many ways. What is the strength of our intelligence? How powerful is our intelligence? Our mind? Our body? Everything works against us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu look at our situation. Say, yes, I have only one situation for them. I will go and make them dance. By dancing, they will go back to Godhead. This is very, very bewildering for those who are pursuing austerity in the forest. That you find with Haridas Thakura and this Gopal Chapal. Haridas Thakura said, the holy name, powerful, so powerful that even Namabas is superior to liberation. What? What do you mean? It is not true. Your nose will fall off. It is not his fault. He has been performing austerity for long, and he knows that it takes him a long time to get liberation, and he does that could have minimized it for nothing. So he couldn't take that. This man, do you know what I'm talking? I've been suffering for years to get liberation, and you're telling me that his problem was that he sees things on his level. He didn't see Haridas Thakura's position. That was his problem. Haridas Thakura was in an elevated position, and he is in a lower position. He couldn't see to the other side. His intelligence was very low. He was talking based on his own experience. He knew he had been doing it for years. Become liberated for years to suffer. So how did I say Namabas superior to liberation? Just a glimpse, you are just trying to enter. You're already superior to liberated souls. What? This is just sentimentalism. If it is not, then you are not so far. And before 7 days, on no fellow. So it is difficult for people to understand this system of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You chant the holy name and just dance. And when people see you dancing, they say, What is this? These are meant for low class people. Those who have brains, they should sit down and stop lips. But there's another Saraswati. Yes. The duty of a sannyasi is to sit down and speculate. Just speculate, say nothing about nothing. That's all, that's our duty. Just speak, that's all. And you tell me, who you are a sannyasi, don't dance in the street. That's the duty of a sannyasi. Forget it. They cannot understand. That this system is very, very powerful. This people who dance. See, Chaitanya made everything opposite. Yeah, they are performing austerity when they are eating. Look at the quality of the Krishna devotees prasad. Right? And they eat so much. Hare Krishna devotees. Если вы получите там Махапрабху из системы. Eat. Chant Hare Krishna.
Dance.
Very good. You go back to Brahma. As you tell Mahaprabhu's system. The simple, but very, very powerful. Only for those are very, very intelligent. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra is not for less intelligent people. It's for those who are very, very intelligent. Jajai Sankutanam Padai Vidanti Vishudera Sa. Those are very, very intelligent channels. They follow Krishna consciousness. It's not for those who are intelligent. Aham Sarva Sadhana, Mata Sarva Pravati, Itti Matva, Bhajantimam, Buddha Bhava, Samandita. Those who knows, those who know, they surrender to me. They worship me with one pointed attention, no division. Attention is fixed. Yeah, fixed on me. They have nothing else in their life except me, Krishna. Intelligence. Intelligent people, they serve Krishna. They chant Krishna's name. That they donate their life to Krishna. Krishna, for so many lifetimes, I've been trying to avoid you. I have gained nothing. But for this lifetime, I'm very intelligent now. By a process, you see, I'm very intelligent now that I have given my life to you. You take whatever you do with it. That is freedom. That is freedom. So Sri Mahaprabhu came to give us this. And he was doing it every day himself. Every day, this is Sri Mahaprabhu doing it. In the morning, he chants his sermon on the deeds. In the evening, all the devotees had an arm in the street. What is introduced? And said, Prabhupada gave the same thing. Prabhupada gave the same thing. In the beginning, this is what we're doing. We chant Hare Krishna and dance in the street, the holy name. Everybody was blissful. But now we have big management, the hardcore management, and everybody is the world. Is it not? Before it was simple. Just chant Hare Krishna. Right? Dance in the streets. Now only young people dance in the streets. The senior devotees are hanging around in the temple with management. Right? What is the experience? Anxiety. After sitting one place and one place and one place and one place, the consciousness becomes very dark. You can't see things properly. Managers must sit in one place. If you see one place, you can't see what is happening. Managers will move around. Then you can see. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this system of dancing all the way back to body. Yogis cannot accept this, that what you are doing can take you back to body. They cannot, because it's beyond their intelligence, their imagination, they cannot. But only devotees can understand. Yes. The system of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the best. Sublime. Sublime. Means there's no stress. No stress. Not complicated. Sublime. Not complicated. Complication is because it is we are complicated, not the system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's system is simple. We are complicated. So we are bringing our complexity into a sublime system. And then we make it look like it is difficult. It is we are difficult, not the system. The system is simple. Yes, Prabhupada said that. System, the process is simple, the application is difficult. Why difficult? Because we are difficult, we are complicated. We are complicated. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knows how to enjoy. And he came to teach us how to enjoy, to live a joyful life. sweet life. He caused the whole world to dance in ecstasy. And that system is complete. It's fine. If you take his system, very simple. We'll experience what he came to give us. Purity, perfection. Everything is inside the Holy Name. Everything. Everything is put in one place, in the name. So, how do we get that? How do we get there? To get there, Chaitanya did not just come and just give us and just walk away. No, he demonstrated himself and showed us that, yes, this is a process. And after that, he gave the guideline how to enter into the mystery of now, right now. How to enter into that, how to maintain it, how to attain perfection in that. He gave us the guideline. So many times, mother will never complete a class without this guy. Why? He knows our problem. So he's teaching. Trina. Grass. Thus, we should be more humble than the grass. If you step on the grass, right? If you step on the grass, what happens? It goes down. You know? If you step up, the grass comes down. So to start now, we say we should be like, we should be more humble than the grass. That means you should not stand up, you should always learn that. It's a grand matter. Devotees should always remain. Not standing. That's grass. So you should go humble than the grass. It means you should remain like. Then you should be tolerant like the tree. Tolerant. You should be tolerant. You should be more humble than the blade of grass. You should be tolerant as tree. First of all, for example, a mango tree. Right? What is a mango tree standing for? Giving fruit. Okay, the root goes down the tree. A tree is standing. Have we ever seen mango eating mango? So what is mango tree standing for? What is it standing for? For others. Not for himself. For others. I see devotee. That's a devotee. A tree is standing for others, not for the tree itself. So a devotee is what? A devotee is not for himself or herself. A devotee is for others. Why is the Prabhupada came to this world? Why is the Prabhupada came here? Why? For others, for all of us. It is not for money. It is not for fame. That it will get there, Goloka, not here. He came here for all of us. He's a devotee. The devotee is for others, not for himself or herself. If we don't understand the science of bhakti, we will not be able to make it. If we want to be a devotee, we should understand this, that we are for others. In other words, Krishna consciousness has no room for selfishness. No selfishness. This process is for magnanimity. Right, that's the Kura said. He said, those who are chanting, selfish. Those who are chanting, Hare Krishna, magnanimous. Why? Eh? Why? Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we came to Haridas Thakura and he said, my dear Haridas, I have anxiety. Haridas said, my dear Lord, what can be anxiety for you? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have anxiety. I came for the whole world. I have done that in human beings. What about the trees? How are they going to be delivered? But Haridas replied, my dear Lord, he already done that. When he chanted Hare Krishna, there was an echo. That was the chanting, the response of the trees. So you have delivered all already. You have already done that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you say what? I came for everyone. Not only that. See, I brought my goods to sell, but no customers. I am one person. How much can I eat from these fruits? How much? One person. You know what? He brought for others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for others. Prabhupada came for others. All the pure devotees, they came for others. They live their life for others, not for themselves. That's a devotee. More selfishness in this system. If we are living selfish lives, you should understand, we are still very far from the destination. We don't have time for other devotees in our life. It means our journey is still far. You have a book and you're writing on your hand. Write on the book. Mind the book. The tree stands for others, so a devotee stands for others. A devotee is for other people, not for himself. As the moment we get to the gate of the temple, ourselves and everything ends there. When we enter inside the temple, everything about the spirit now is for others. You see, if a devotee, if you slap someone outside there, nobody will talk. But if you slap someone with dirty, the whole world will look at you. Is not true? So what does it mean? The devotees are the light of this world. Yes. And have you seen someone lighting a lamp and put on a table? Or the, where is the natural position for a lamp? For what? To illuminate this environment. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said we should be like that. Three, we stand for others. And our fruit, what do we do with our fruit? Keep it. Okay. It's for everybody. Have you ever seen a tree discriminating? Huh? It's for everybody. The fruit is there for everybody. Both bears, even bird will pass through on there, but the tree complains. You see, give them the fruit. And The tree is giving the fruit. So it's giving shade. Our car is parked here under a tree, you know? Shade. Under a tree. So it's already is doing some wonderful service. Now the tree is protecting our car and giving us fruit. When you take an axe and I'm moving towards the tree, will you complain? Will you shout, hey, come and see this man? I've been protecting him for years, been telling him even while he was still a child, I was giving fruit for that. Now want to kill me. Does he complain like that? You keep quiet. And even if you cut down the tree, would it stop service? Huh? How do we cook? How do we make fire sacrifice? Can we make fire sacrifice without the wood? The tree is still giving service. Right? It's still giving service. In any condition, the tree is still giving service. Either good or bad, the tree is still giving service. I don't know if you are getting it. Is that all? With the tree? What of the charcoal? Well, I say using it to cook. You see, use charcoal to cook. The ashes also are very useful for soap, making soap for the body. Three. Krishna gave us. So this is the first part of this loop. The second part, Amanina Amana Dena. And the second part. Amanina Amana Dena. We should respect everyone. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says some people. This loop says some people. What did he say? Everyone. But we should not offer my obeisance, Prabhu. Why didn't you offer my obeisance? No, that is not there. We respect everyone. Everyone we respect. Give respect to everyone. When we give respect, we should try to understand this science. We should try to understand this science. We have had this, we have spoken about it many times ourselves. We should see if our practice corresponds with that. If our practice does not correspond, our life does not correspond with it, means that we theoretically spoke about it. We have not really understood it. Respect everyone. We should respect everyone. Not selecting the people who should offer obeisances to, and selecting who should not offer obeisances. So select people who should. We should select. not whimsical material. Select our associates that is conducive for our Christian consciousness. That's what we do. So not whimsical. Not in the body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, see, if we cultivate this culture of being very, very humble, being very, very tolerant, and showing everyone respect, he said, Kirtan Yasabhai, they will enter into the realm of chanting the name. We will enter into the chanting of the holy name only when we cultivate this attitude. If this culture becomes our life, then we can chant Hare Krishna. Kuti has brought for all of us to chant. Kuti is the only recommended process for serverless is the God of realization. The only recommended, as far as going back to God is concerned, the only method, only recommended process is chanting the Holy. And we are called Hare Krishna. Right? We are called Hare Krishna people. even though it's the proper name, this society, the National Society for Christian Consciousness, we are popularly known everywhere in the world as Hare Krishna people. Why? Because we chant Hare Krishna. But do we really chant Hare Krishna? How many hours do we chant Hare Krishna? How many hours do we chant Hare Krishna?
2 hours.
2 hours out of 24. So are we really Hare Krishna people? How many hours do we chant Hare Krishna? 2 hours. And that 2 hours, some of us drag it from morning to night. 16 rounds. It takes someone the whole day dragging. Understand dragging? Dragging means something that is more than your strength. And your strength. You don't have the strength. So you are dragging. 16 rounds we are dragging from morning to night. So are we really Hare Krishna devotees? What is the problem? Our cell phone. It's a very big problem. It's an obstacle for our job. The lead bar is in the right hand, the left hand is, and they are competing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu, I'm on the way. Right? Is that job? You call that job? Oh, we are chanting Hare Krishna. In a temple, we are chanting. So we are really Hare Krishna people? Are we Hare Krishna people, am I saying? Let us be Hare Krishna people, because we already bear the name. Let us actually become Hare Krishna person. Is it an offense to become a Christian person? Is it an offense? So, yes, let us become a Christian. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to. Prabhu said we should talk about Gaurali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what he has come to do for us. He gave us the holy name. The only means for deliverance. To deliver us from this miserable material existence. The holy name. So here the culture of the holy name should be established. But our attitude should be proper and we should understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just gave it to us and he showed us how to do it, and he protected us from going outside. And he gave us this system. Let us take full advantage and make the best use of the opportunity he provided. Arenam Prabhu Kira. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Kira.